Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Otto Velez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Bosetti. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Danny Ainge. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Tom Underwood. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The DH, Junior Moore. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor bunts towards the mound. Baumgarten fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty takes first base on ball four. Baylor moves to second. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor strikes out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister takes first base on ball four. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Bannister scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball towards right. Baylor catches it and throws to home to double up Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is called out on strikes. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Woods now playing left field. Bob Baylor now playing center field. Otto Velez now playing right field. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baylor. May reaches second base with a double. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to third. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Bell moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ainge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Baumgarten fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baylor. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Dave Freisleben now pitching. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torres for the out. Lemon scores. Moore moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. the Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. Velez hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0 for 1 in the game. Ainge strikes out. May drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ainge out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ainge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Baumgarten covering, for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Baumgarten covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Velez. Bell reaches second base with a double. Moore goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-2 in the game. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Torres who is chasing the ball. Woods reaches third base with a triple. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cusick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-3 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ainge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0-for-2 in the game. Ainge is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing second base. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freisleben fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Velez. May reaches second base with a double. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-3 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Baumgarten covering, for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-3 in the game. Velez hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Toronto Blue Jays, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.